Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Flock here Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a scheduled topic this evening, but if anybody has a topic they would like to hear discussed or a question they would like an answer to, please call now. All right. Sounds like everybody feels like me. Announcements. We have this week a club meeting on Thursday. 7:15 p.m., the usual place, WebEx and PATH Foundation. I just saw an email from Brad, said that masks will be required at the meeting on Thursday. There was no additional detail in that announcement email. So if Brad's around, perhaps he will talk a little bit more about that. Does anybody have any other announcements or news that they would like to share?
Kevin HTV.
Yes, Rich, go ahead.
Just a paragraph or two about ka-chunking. I want to get my turn. Kevin HTV.
Okay. Very good. We'll look forward to that. That sounds good. All right. Let's take a round of check-ins, and then we'll go through the list and see how everybody's doing. Anyone who would like to join us? For this evening's net, please call now.
KO4LUA. KX4KU.
KN4SPL.
KS1PPY.
W7RAV.
WD8QCN. KM4OZH.
K1WTH. I'm newbie John from Warrenton.
N7IBV.
Alright, let's hold it there. We've got K1HTV, KO4LUA, KX4KU, KN4SPL, KS1PPY, WB7RAV, WD8QCN, KM4OZH, and newbie Don from Warrenton. I copied K1WDH, that's Kilo 1 Whiskey Delta Hotel. Is that correct? Please come back.
It's actually Kilo 1 Whiskey Tango Hotel, but close.
Okay, I suspected I had a little glitch there, but thanks for joining us, and thanks for the clarification. And last but not least, N7IBV. Okay. While I have the key down, I will put out a reminder and a call that we are looking for net operators to join in the fun and run a net Sunday or Wednesday. There is an extensive list of prerequisites, which I will now read. Number one, you have to be able to, well, talk. If you think you can help out with the nets, please contact Farinet at w4va.org or get in touch with Sippy. Thank you very much. All right. Anybody else who would like to join us this evening, please call now.
KC3PWY from Pittsburgh.
All right. KC3, and I'm sure I need a correction here, Papa Whiskey Yankee?
That's correct.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. Are you currently in Pittsburgh?
No, I'm visiting some family down here and figured I'd hop in while I'm actually available to say hi.
All right, well, awesome. Thank you for joining us. I've spent 4 years up in Pittsburgh, and there's some great folks up there on some of the repeaters. I was like, wow, that would be a really good propagation. So, excellent. Thanks for joining us. All right. This is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Net, and we will start at the top with Rich. K1HTV, how you doing?
K1
KF4TEK from K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. Good evening, all. Just want to bring up a topic, kind of an annoying topic, but regarding ka-chunking. As an FCC licensed man, you know that you have certain rules to follow. Just like the repeater has to identify itself every 10 minutes while in use. As a radio operator, you're also required to ID every 10 minutes and at the end of a conversation. Now, ka-chunking, one of the most annoying things in a repeater for a repeater operator and people that listen to repeater a lot is ka-chunking. Just in case you don't know what ka-chunking is, ka-chunking is when you press the push to talk and then let off without it doing any speaking. Some people will ka-chunk the repeater but never talk. If you ka-chunk the repeater to get it to wake up and to start do an ID before it's starting a net or a queue, so that's fine because you follow up the ka-chunk with your call sign and start the net or a real queue. So some people think that ka-chunking a repeater is a way to test the radio, but it's really not a valid test. The FCC rules state that you must ID at the end of a conversation every 10 minutes. They said just ka-chunking does not meet that regulation. Bottom line, don't ka-chunk the repeater and not ID. So if you have to test, you have to make sure that you're bringing up the repeater. Drop your call sign after it, please. Anyhow, DXing on 17 again, 15 and 10. 10 was open to South America. 15 is open to Europe in the morning, Europe in the afternoon, and even in the evening, 15 has been open up to Europe. Some Pacific openings, but 20 is doing well as well. Even 40, I've worked Australia and New Zealand on 40, and a station in New Caledonia on 80. It was on 80 2 days ago, and the FKHCE was on. Worked him, heard a VK, I copied a VK. This is all on FT8. That was 80 meters. So 80 is still alive. It is, even though it's summer here, it's their winter, so they have some pretty quiet conditions. I'm surprised. Maybe I'm not surprised that they're able to copy my my 80 watts or so on 80 meters with an 80 meter wire antenna, wire vertical. So other than that, nothing much more going on here in Amosville. We have the VHF contest next weekend. See you guys. In the contest starting at 2 p.m. on Saturday and running until 11 p.m. on Sunday. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
All right, Rich. Awesome. Thank you for that. And good reminders on the rules. All right, let's go to KO4LUA. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. KF4TK, KO4LUA. Like Rich said, I was working New Zealand and Australia yesterday, and that was a good week for me. Worked Fiji today on 40. That was good. I don't know if I've done much else. I got Slovenia and Slavic Republic, so that was nice. Doing good on it. Joined the general privileges, so. Love and life. Thank you, K4LUA.
All right, awesome. We're glad you're having a good time. Let's move on to Kevin, KX4KU. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, KX4KU tonight. And, you know, I hope your mood is better now that you're doing the net tonight. Just wanted to add, say a couple things. I worked CW Open yesterday, which is put on by the CW Ops. It was challenging in the fact, this is really the first one I recall doing. It was challenging in the fact that the serial number was in the middle of the exchange. Usually you're used to it being at the end of an exchange. And at least I am. So I found that quite a bit of a learning process, but a good one. And after about 20 of them, I thought I was starting to get it down. So I did that yesterday, and then today went back up secure my antenna was sagging quite a bit from Ida. So me and my nephew went up and
and resecured it. But we're going to redo the whole thing. We're going to redo it in the fall to, it's been up there 3 years, and I think some of the branches that it was on have broken away, and it's a little lower than it was. But other than that, that's all the radioactive stuff I have today. I look forward to seeing everybody on Thursday, and even with a mask, it'd still be good to see everybody. So I'll turn it back over to you, Mike, KF4TEK, KX4KU, back to Matt.
All right, awesome, Kevin. Well, hope to see everybody virtually on Thursday. I personally am going to be WebExing, but yeah, I'm jealous of you guys. You can get together. All right, Bob, KN4SPL, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK in the net from KN4SPL. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for running the net, and good evening all. Let's see, enjoying the nice long weekend. But I am in preparation for me and wife are going to go to Myrtle Beach for a week the following week. So I've just been working on getting my portable station back up and running and get all the cobwebs knocked off it. And I like to see what propagation is like with a big reflector of an ocean behind me. So some guys will be on the beach fishing, and I'll be fishing for contacts. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the near future. So yeah, that's where I'm at. So I just want to say good evening all. So KF4TEK from KN4SPL, back to net control.
All right, Bo, awesome. Well, have a fun time and a safe trip, and good luck with your contacts down there by the beach. It sounds really relaxing. All right, KS1TPY, Sippy, how you doing tonight? KF4TEK in the net, doing pretty good. Not too much to say, except we are definitely looking for some more net control operators. Anybody who's willing to speak for a little bit every so often, we need the backup. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you for running the net. Not too much else, just lots and lots of work and a bunch of 30-meter playing around just because I haven't felt like changing the radio over. But had some good propagation, got a couple new countries on the map, and having a good time with it. So I'll go ahead and throw it back to net. Okay, that's one PPY. All right, Sidney.
Yep.
Thanks for coordinating net activities. Like I said, folks, all you have to do is be able to talk, and there's a script here that you can read. You hear me read it every week. I don't even extemporaneize that much. So, low barrier to entry. Good fun. Help out the club. All right, WB7RAV, how are you doing tonight?
This is WB7RAV. You have to find the right mic amongst the three I have sitting out here. Picked the wrong one first. Not doing too bad. A little bit of HF work, a little bit of other radio service work over the week, and still working on getting my mast up for my new antenna. And the soggy weather has not helped at all, but looking good for tomorrow to maybe finish it up. Other than that, not much else going on for now. And I'll send it back to BB7RAV, back to net.
Yeah, I hear you on the rain. If only my antennas grew as well as the grass does in this weather. Tell you what. All right. This is KF4TEK for the Forest Sunday Night Net, and we're up to WD8QCN. How are you doing tonight?
4TEK in the net, WD8QCN. Good evening, Mike and everyone. Doing pretty well here. Can't complain. Sometimes I still do, kind of like my old friend Joe Walsh, but that's neither here nor there. I've been having fun with FT8, managed to work a couple of new ones today. Picked up Algeria and Greenland, and been chasing Morocco around off and on for about half the day here. He's tough to work, but he keeps fading out on me. But we'll catch him eventually. That's about it this week. Not a whole heck of a lot going on, just been real busy at work otherwise. So back to you, Mike. KF4TEK, WD8QCN.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I can't complain either. Life's been good to me so far. Hi. All right, Gil, KM4OZH, how are you doing tonight? KM4TEK. This is KM4OZH. Leaving the mic, everybody on the net. Well, let's see, I'm just kind of gearing up here for VHF contest, so it'll either I'll be a four-band rover this weekend, or I'll be making hay. So we're waiting to see. There's more profit in haymaking than there is contesting, but you know, one's more fun than the other. So, but that's about all I got for this evening. Everybody have a good evening. KM4OZH back to net.
Okay, Joe, I was going to ask you which one is more fun, but probably contesting. All right, we're up to Don, K1WTH. How are you doing tonight? Thanks for joining us.
K1WTH, glad to be here. For the last 4 years or so, I got my general, and I have done no better than working a Baofeng 2-meter about 3 miles out. That's about as good as I have been able to do. But last week, I procured a Yaesu FT, was it 897, and an antenna tuner and a power supply, all for kind of a ridiculously low price. The radio is a little beat up, but seems to be working fine. My next step, I've got to figure out what kind of an HF antenna to put up. I've been researching different types of antennas, and I'm looking to do that. And you know, I haven't been on the air for a long time before I got this 897. So my first couple of contacts, in my first one, I gave an affirmative answer by saying 10-4, and of course, Foot was greatly ashamed as soon as I did it, but he did call me on that. And my second contact was K1HTV, and I was so excited I forgot to give my call sign when I signed off, so I am the subject of at least half of that little reminder. And but I'm happy to be here, and look forward to having you guys tell me. And any time I mess up like that, just let me know. I've got a real thick skin. But looking forward to learning a whole bunch of stuff from you guys. K1WTH, back to the net.
All right, Don, awesome. Yeah, well, you know, nobody is perfect, and anybody who says otherwise is lying. So welcome, and glad you're having a good time. And you know, there's lots of folks here who are happy to share their experience and pointers and tips. So on the antenna front, all I can say is any antenna is better than no antenna. It's really easy to get wrapped around the axle in terms of what's the best antenna for your situation, but, you know, throw something up that you can get in a reasonable time and have fun working it while you're thinking about your next antenna. Because you can never have too many antennas. All right. We're up to N7IVV. Brad, how are you doing tonight?
K14EK in the group N7IVV. I just, I got a car and I ride around in the back lately just in case I get attacked. So it's, yeah, like you say, life's been good so far. Anyway, quiet week. Haven't been doing too much ham radio. I've been kind of wrapped around, maybe not the axle, but pulling the wagon, I guess, with doing a lot of 3D printing and tweaking, fixing, tuning. I've been spending the last hour trying to retune some new filament, which obviously you understand, Mike, but others wouldn't. But let's just say it's kind of like pruning an antenna without an analyzer. You know, it's just a pain in the neck. But I've been watching the frequencies. I haven't gotten up on 17 and above too much, but I have been watching sunspot numbers and solar flux numbers, and it's been interesting to see all the sunspots marking across the face of the sun. As far as the meeting and masks, that was actually my contribution to everybody's discomfort. Kind of like we ham radio operators, when we hear thunder anywhere in the area, or maybe hear our neighbors say that they heard thunder, we immediately disconnect all our antennas and cower in the basement. I felt that since the COVID thing is becoming more and more prevalent, we're going to wear masks. So WebEx is still a good option, and we actually have a lot of things tuned up on that. So with that, back to you, N7IVV.
All right, very good, Brad. Well, thanks for the PSA. I would second that every little fraction of a percent. So, very good. All right. We are up to KC3PWY. Welcome to the area, and how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, this is KC3PWY. I've been coming down here for over a decade. My wife's family's from down here, and got licensed last year, and don't really have anything other than, you know, 2-meter gear, but figured I'd say hey and find out if I can actually get into the repeater from up here. I'm up here, Sky Meadows State Park, so I don't know how far that is to the repeater.
Yeah, you sound great. You're full quieting or near full quieting, so you're making the trip without any problems at all. Sky Meadows, I had to look at a map to see the mileage, but, you know, it's like maybe 25 minutes northwest of the repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. So, yeah, continue without fear of your signal.
Oh, that's awesome. The next thing is to try and get my father-in-law to get his license so that, if they have a prolonged power outage up here or something, I can, like, echo link into the repeater and still see how they're doing, that kind of stuff. But haven't really done a whole lot with radio. Still need to get an HF set up now that I've got a general license, but doing a lot of hiking in the woods this weekend until today when the rain kind of ended that. And that's kind of all that's going on. Driving home tomorrow.
Okay, very good. Well, hope the rest of your trip goes well, and you have a safe trip back. So, if you got anything else for the net, go ahead and toss it out. Otherwise, toss out your call and move along.
Nope, that's it. I need to go deal with an ornery kid anyway, so KC3PWY clear.
All right, very good. Thanks for joining us, and come back anytime. And that's the end of the list, folks. So if there's someone else out there who would like to join us this evening, or anyone else who would like to add two more cents, please call now.
K1HTV, recheck.
All right, Rich, go ahead with your recheck.
Don is still there. WTH. You might ask him to explain why the WTH and the why he picked that those particular letters. Over.
K1WTH.
Sure, Don, you still here? Can you speak to Rich's question?
Yes, this is K1WTH. I sure can. My dad was a radioman first class in the Navy during World War II, and he went all over the world. You know, he was one of those guys that always volunteered for hazardous duty. One of the hazardous duties that he volunteered for ended him up in China in a group called the Sino-American Cooperative Organization, SACO, called the Rice Paddy Navy. They were behind the Japanese lines, embedded with the Chinese. They were the only American group embedded with the Chinese. And their motto, and nobody knows why this was their motto, but their motto was what the double hockey sticks. And so I made that my vanity call sign just kind of to honor him a little bit. K1WTH, if you want any more information, I can give it to you. K1WTH, back to the net.
Go ahead, Rich. Anything else?
I'd like to hear what else he has to say. I met Don in a parking lot over at Walmart. He told me the story, and fascinating. I said, what the heck? No, then he told me the story. I think if he has a little bit more to add and we have the time, it's early. Let him add a little bit more, okay? Back to net control.
All right. Well, Don, go ahead and regale us with whatever amount you're willing to regale us with.
Well, this is K1WTH. He was a guy from Missouri. He had a brother that was at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. That same brother, an older brother, was on the Yorktown when it was sunk. He had other, I think he had five brothers in the Navy, two in the Army, and one sister that was in the Navy Nurses Corps, which became a branch of the service in 1944. He was on a convoy in the Murmansk run going to Murmansk, Russia, and he was in a convoy called PQ-17. You can look that up. It was an absolute disaster. His ship, his Liberty ship, he was in the armed guard crew, his Liberty ship was the only American ship to make it to Murmansk and back. And it was 24 hours of being bombed by the Luftwaffe, avoiding wolf packs, the whole works. Just fascinating. There's a book about it that you can get for about $8, and it's really a very fascinating story. So he really lived it. Somebody should have done a movie about him. And other than that, I mean, he just was one of those guys. I think he was in Kunming when the Coast Watchers saw the Japanese fleet going up the coast toward the Philippines and somebody in his group, maybe it was him, radioed the Navy the position, the speed, and the direction of the Japanese fleet, and the Navy met them at the Battle of Lake Tay Gulf and wiped out the rest of the Japanese Navy. So that's enough history for one night, but I appreciate the opportunity. K1WTH, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Don. That is interesting, and thanks to all who have served for their sacrifices. Back to you, Rich, for anything final.
Just from here, and thank you, Don, for passing that along, and back to that control. This is K1HTV.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to take advantage of my position and shut this down a little early this evening and let everyone get back to the holiday weekend. So this is KF4TEK for the Forest and NLA.net. I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening and remind you that if you would like further information about tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Stand by one. All right, this is KF4TEK closing the Faranet and returning your repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks, everybody. Have a good evening. 73.
K1WTH, K1HTV. She's gone. K1HTV clear, and I'll be monitoring.
This is KX4XE. KX4T, can I get a mic check?
Mic sounds good. K1HTV.
Excellent. Hi, Rich. This is Eddie Peters. You probably don't remember me, KX4XE. Been off the radio for quite a while, but just picked up a new radio, finally got off the Baofeng, got a VX6R from Yaesu, and started to get a little bit more active.
Good, Eddie. KX4XE, K1HTV. Good to hear you out again after quite a while. Sounded good. Just missed the net. We had an early net, well, regular start time, but wound up early. I guess a lot of folks are doing holiday weekend stuff, much smaller gathering than we usually have. But if you're around on Wednesday nights at 8 and Sunday night at 8, we have the FARA net, the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association net, so come on by. So what are your next plans? You've got the new radio for VHF. How are you doing on HF?
Oh, yeah. KX4XT, K1HTV. This is, I've been doing, I've gotten MicroBitX, the V6. It's a multi-band little QRP rig that does up to about 10 watts on the lower frequencies. But ever since I got it a couple of years ago, really, I didn't do much except make an enclosure, and I've had some issues with output, transmit power. So I like the homebrew route, and I really don't know much about the stuff, so I'm just learning slowly, and my next step for that is to build a little RF probe and try to sort of trace where I'm having transmission issues and try to figure that out and fix it. But other than that, I haven't really been on HF much. You know, I just can't be really, except I can do a little bit of FP8, but about it.
Oh, 10 watts of FP8 should be able to work stuff. What do you have for an antenna on HF?
Yeah, I've got a 20-meter dipole up about 40 feet, which is pretty decent. I've got another, got a 40-meter dipole that I'm going to put up way higher. I've got about a 60-foot tree that I'm going to end up putting that up in. But right now, I mean, you know, I don't have the transmit power. Just, I think I'm getting something close. Again, I don't have a way to measure it, but I think I'm getting something close to, like, maybe a watt, maybe 2 watts, something. Something is going on. Need to fix it, but.
Okay, well, hopefully you can figure out what's happening, how much power you're actually getting out. You could terminate the radio into a 50-ohm dummy load. Should take much to make a low power dummy load, and then with a voltmeter, DC voltmeter with a diode, you should be able to measure the RF voltage across the resistor. If T equals E squared over R, you can just plug in Ohm's law, measure the voltage, square it, and divide by 50, and you will have the power output.
KX4XB, this is K1HTV. Yeah. Basically, I have done that with, I have a QRP Labs little dummy load that I made that has a little rectifier circuit. I've checked that out, and it's looking like just about a watt or something when I key down with, you know, on with a tone, you know, with CW, and I see it and just let it be open. It seems like a battle wad or something, which is way off, really, from what it needs to be. So there's something going on.
Roger, you're getting the calls backwards. You're saying you're K1HTV, but you're not. You should say K1HTV, this is, and then you give your call. Okay, well, only one wad out. Yeah, it should be 10. So it's either the driver not driving the final amp, or maybe something's gone sour with the final amp. Is it a single transistor, final single stage, or is it what type of circuitry? Is it? And are there ways? Is it a one band radio, or is it, if it's multi band? Can you pick up the each band with an LC tuning capacitor inductor tuning circuit? Or is it the same power in all bands, low in all bands, over?
Yeah, K1HTV, this is KX4T. Yeah, sorry about that, mixing up the stuff. It has a couple of stages. The last stage is two power amplifiers out. I don't really know what else to say besides that. I guess it is multi-band. It does have, it has a, oh, what's the, there's a little microcontroller, not microcontroller, whatever, little package that has lots and lots of, it can put out lots of frequencies, and it uses that to as the oscillator. And so it does a number of different bands. I think it does 80, 40, 20, 15, 10. So.
Okay, well, can you check that since you have two in the final, two transistors, I wonder if one of them's gone kind of south, not working. But good luck in finding a, I'm sure that there's an answer for everything. You just have to dig deep enough to find it. If that's been... somebody else may have had that problem. You may want to Google the model number and the word problem, and somebody may already have faced that and maybe came up with a solution. All right, good luck in finding it, and hopefully someday you'll get a higher power radio. Some good used ones out there now, you know, $300-$400. Most of them, the new ones are in the $1,000 range, it seems, the 100-watt radios, but there's a lot of good used ones out there, which will do fine. So if that's in the budget, maybe that should be a future addition to the shack. All right, take care. I want to continue on what I'm doing here and get to hay. I got up real early this morning and started feeling kind of tired. So I think I'll sit back in the chair, watch some TV, then go to Snoozy Land. This is K1HTV 73. We'll see you later.
All right, yeah, and K1HTV, see ya. This is KX4XC. I'm going to go off, too. Thank you for the well wishes, and I have been checking out. There's a pretty active user group for the MicroVidX systems. Most of it's a little bit over my head, but I think I'll get there one day. But that first contact is going to be really great. So, all right, thanks, Rich. Talk to you later, 73. This is KX4XC, going clear.
380, K1HTV, clear.